Dr. Amber Arunui is a curator of Mātauranga Māori at Te Papa, and Monica Trump's manager of the Southern Pacific Archaeological Research Laboratory at Otago University. Now, they are both exploring the intertwining path of whales and dolphins with our ancestors in a project that's been backed significantly by a Marsden Fund grant. Amber's PhD research looked at the issues relating to the repatriation and scientific research of Māori and Moriori ancestral remains. So this focus on whales, dolphins, and our old people is intriguing. Amber, thank you for joining us on today's program. Kia ora tēnā.
Morena.
Morena, Amber. Interesting. Kaupapa, you and Monica have been looking at. Give us an overview of the project, please. What's it involve?
So, I mean, the project overall is involved at looking at, you know, what are our stories, or what do we know about our relationships with tōra, whales and dolphins? You know, we have information from our pūrākau and from our whakapapa and karakia about some of those relationships, but we want to explore more and know more about actually what types of whales were used as resources for our people, either as food or to make everyday objects. And so we'll be looking at our collections within our museum collections, and also taonga and middens, or the remains of our rubbish pits, which come out of those archaeological contexts.
A lot of people are quite dismissive, eh? Like if you talk about Pākehā, the whale rider, one of our ancestors came to Aotearoa on a stingray. I mean, people become quite dismissive as quaint fables. So how do you sort of keep the mana of this kōrero where it should be without, you know, denigrating that kōrero by suggesting that they're fables? How people believe these things?
Yeah. Oh, no, Tika, I totally agree. And, you know, one thing that I've learnt in the mahi that I've done over the years is that any information that you find is there to enhance what is already known. You know, these, you know, what people call fables or stories or our pūrākau, you know, they tell us some really important information about how our tūpuna lived, what they did, how they interacted with the natural world. And so for us, I think this project just goes to, you know, we really want to add to the body of knowledge that's already known about those relationships and really just enhance them.
We didn't hunt whales in the way that almost made them extinct, although many of our forebears and generations past did assist the whaling industry, if you will. How do the archaeological artefacts reveal history of human connection to whales and dolphins here in Aotearoa, and particularly from a Māori perspective, Amber?
Well, I think the whaling industry is an interesting time period, and it's something that we want to look at. But from the archaeological perspective, you know, the things that our people left behind in their rubbish pits and within their kāinga that have been collected, you know, over the years by archaeologists, really tell us a lot about our everyday relationships with tōra. You know, we have weapons that are made from tōra, we have fish hooks, we have adornments, we have status symbols, and we also, you know, have kai. So there's a lot of things that are left over, particularly in those, you know, what Pākehā's call middens, but essentially, you know, they are our rubbish bins, and they really tell us a lot about those relationships and actually what we utilise whales for.
Often they were seen as like a blessing to the whānau, weren't they? Mm. They did provide a food source when they beached, as they still do to this day. So were we active hunters of tōhora, or tended to take advantage of when they beached?
Yeah, well, I think what we know so far is that we didn't, like you say, we didn't have an active hunting culture for tōhora, and perhaps it was more opportunistic. And, you know, the tōhora beaching was seen as tohu and an opportunity to feed whānau. Yeah, it's interesting that we don't have a history of hunting whales per se. We're not really sure if we have a history of hunting dolphins, a little bit smaller of an animal, maybe a little bit easier to hunt perhaps, but that's something that we'd like to explore and actually better understanding our relationship over time. So not just in the past, but through that historical period, you know, what interactions did we have? Did our relationships change with Tohora during the period of European and American whaling ships coming in, setting up here? And did that change? And how has that actually changed or developed to the relationships that we have with Tohora today? And, you know, people like the amazing Ramare Stewart and the work that she's doing with Tohora and a lot of other iwi groups around the country supporting each other when Tohora Beach. You know, that relationship, that's, I guess it shows a continuation, a continual unbroken chain of relationships with Tohora. And I think that's the important thing. And you know, we're wanting to try and bring the past and the present together a little bit more and know more about what's happened in the past.
Well, they are held in high regard too. Obviously, mammals provided food sources as well. We've been speaking much of the Tohora, although your study is looking at the dolphin as well. I know less of the dolphin's role in pre-European Māori society, perhaps, than, well, not as if I know a hell of a lot about the Tohora either. But that's what makes it even more intriguing, doesn't it? What are you doing? How are you looking at the dolphin's role?
Well, we want to look at sort of, you know, what kind of taonga, what taonga were made from different parts of either Tohora or dolphin. Trying to understand that. Also, we might find that there are the remains of dolphins within those archaeological contexts, whether they were used as a resource, again, to perhaps make fish hooks. I'm not sure it's something we need to look at and explore more, or whether they also were a food source. There are some of the archaeological reports that happened in the past, you know, they identify perhaps this is dolphin or porpoise. And so we really just want to follow up on that and make sure that that information is actually correct. And then it will, you know, open up a whole new world of relationships between, you know, mammals like dolphins that we don't know too much about.
How long is the study going to take, and what are you hoping the findings will ultimately result in?
It's a three-year project. The project looks not just at taonga that are unprovenant, so we don't really know much about their history, but it also includes archaeological material and taonga that we do know something about, so we know where they're from. So the important thing for us is to engage with iwi, who are connected to these taonga, and seek their interest to see if they see a benefit in being part of this project. So we've been looking through Te Papa's collections to better understand what we have, and then no doubt we'll be making contact with some of the iwi and hapu around the country just to see if this is something they might be interested in. It's important for us not to undertake this type of research without partnering up with iwi and having support from iwi. And it's, I guess it's something that's really important for me in the mahi that I've done over the years with Te Papa, is to really include iwi, hapu and whānau in research like this. And, you know, I just hope that it helps, you know, to enhance that growing kite of knowledge that we have around these amazing mammals and our relationships with them.
Been neat talking with you. Thanks very much, Amber. And hope
oh,
we can
kilda.
Hope we can have a yarn too as the study unfolds. But all the best with
absolutely.
It. It's a very
yes, absolutely
very intriguing kaupapa, and I've enjoyed our conversation. Kilda. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Kia ora, sis. Dr. Amber Aranui.